Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Hello.
Happy Monday.
This is a super special happy Monday for you.
Because it's Thanksgiving week?
No. Come on, don't be shy. Since when were you ever shy?
I don't know. Yeah, so it was a big weekend.
It was. After 10 years.
Almost 10.
Almost 10 years.
It's a finally official.
Joey got down on one knee.
He did.
And you're floating.
I am. I feel so awkward to talk about it, though, still. Sometimes.
Why? You should be proud.
I don't know. I don't want people to think I'm gloating.
Gloat. Freaking 10 years. Gloat. Oh, my gosh. So we're going to talk about this monumental occasion with the help of a special guest.
Yes, we are.
So we've got Papa Jim on the line.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, good. We haven't had you on the show since we moved back to the basement.
No, that's true. It's been a while.
It has. We've missed you.
I miss you guys. I'm actually going to have to fly out there before she leaves.
I know. I was like, Ashley, I'm never going to meet your dad. You're going to move to Florida, and I'm never going to meet Papa Jim.
At the wedding.
Well, I told her what I'd probably do is the weekend that they're going to drive down, because she's going to have to be back to work on Monday. She's trying to do it in a weekend. I said I would probably fly out there on a Wednesday, help him pack everything up, load the truck, and then drive down to Florida, unload it, and then fly back from there.
He just wants to drive my...
Yeah, I just want to drive the truck so you guys don't screw it up.
No, he just wants to drive my new truck.
I got my own new truck.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, Papa Jim, tell us, how do you feel about your first daughter being engaged to be married?
Excited. Well, Joe called me last week. I guess it was Monday. It was funny because the number came up and I didn't recognize it. And by the time I got to the phone, he left a message. And I'm like, what is this? It's a weird phone number. When I called it back, he said, he goes, I got something to ask you. And he says, well, I'm looking at a ring. I'm going to get Ashley a ring. He says, but I wanted, if I could get your approval. I said, of course you got my approval. I said, I appreciate you calling me and asking. And then he was trying to tell me, how he was going to propose, or he wasn't sure what he was going to do. And we talked for about 20 minutes, and I said, well, are you going to do it in Cabo? He goes, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do it in Cabo, because they're going down Black Friday. So I said, okay, that'll be good. But I didn't think he's going to make it that far, because he said he was picking the ring up on Saturday. So it was funny. I was sitting there Saturday night watching football, and I said to my wife, I said, I wonder if Joe, took care of what he was going to take care of today, picking it up, because the other kids were in the room, so I didn't want to say anything. And she looks at me. She said, all of a sudden, about 10 o'clock, a little after 10, about 10:30 our time, it's the phone ring. I said, it's got to be Ashley. I said, the only reason she'd be calling this late is to tell us something. So it was funny because Ashley, my wife answered the phone, and Ashley says, is Dad there? I heard my wife say, yeah, he's watching football. And she said, put him on. So I get on the phone. So Ashley goes, is Mom on the phone? I said, no, I'm on the phone now. She goes, well, put it on speaker. So I said, well, what's the matter? So we kind of played it off, and then she told us. So
that is awesome. I woke up Sunday morning, and I don't know why. The first thing I do is look at Facebook. And I see a ring, and I see Ashley's name, and I was kind of fuzzy. Like, I'd just woken up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
She wouldn't let me post. I wanted to post it that night, and she said no because Joe's mom didn't know yet. So she said, you can't post it till tomorrow. I'm like, oh, great. So by the time I got home from church Sunday morning, she texted me. She goes, okay, you clear the post. Well, then it was already online. She had posted already, and Kaylee was on, and a bunch of her friends had already... I'm like, oh, I wasn't the first one to make a comment here. So it was like...
Right.
Well, I wasn't...
And she even said to me, she was worried. She goes, Jan is going to find out on Facebook instead of me telling her. She was worried about that because she wanted to call you.
Aww.
But I wasn't the first one to post on Facebook either. Joey's mom posted as soon as we got off the phone. So at that point... I was like, at that point, let me put it out there before other people start being like, what's going on? But there were a bunch of people that I didn't get to tell via the phone or via text like I wanted to. But
it's all good. It's all gravy. You can't be all people pleasing. That's going to cause a lot of headaches when you get married.
It was funny when my wife says to her on Saturday night when she told us, she says, how much time do we have? She goes, plenty of time.
Yes.
So I think, well, it took 10 years to get engaged. It'll take 10 years to get married, 10 years for grandkids. I'll be 70.
You're not going to be able to play with the kids.
It's so funny because that's the first thing everybody asks is, did you pick a date? And I'm like, I just got the ring and I wasn't even expecting it. Like, it's not like I had a date in my mind.
The reason they're asking that is because it's been so long that you've been going together. They figure that you guys, you know, already, you know.
Right.
But it's in your own time. You're in your own time. But just, I don't want to hear this destination crap you talked about. Destination wedding, whatever that was.
Oh.
We're just going to go to Vegas. We're going to make it really simple.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Do not give Papa Jim a heart attack. Do not.
Oh my goodness. This is why I haven't set a date. I don't want to take away from the excitement of this and start stressing. You know, I helped my older cousin plan her wedding. I remember the stress levels. I don't want it. I don't want that. We don't want that.
Well, I think it's a stress level if you make it that way. If you just kind of roll with it and just, you know, you got to remember it's your day. You're not going to make everybody else happy when you do this.
True.
So you got, you know, and that's what some people, they'll plan it around, well, what are my friends going to think? Or how is it going to come off? It doesn't matter. It's your day. So it's got to be based on what you want, and you know, you and Joey both, but more so you, because Joey's just going to go with the flow. Joe don't care.
No, I think that I want it to be both of us putting in the input.
I think I've heard that before, and a lot of brides are like that, and then when the guy's like, they're like, come on, and they're frustrated. So just be open to the fact that he doesn't care. He did his part, and now he's just ready for you to run with it.
Joey said he just wants to pick out the food.
He wants to what?
Pick out the food so that it's good.
Well, that's a good idea.
Right. And I gotta say, as soon as I saw Ashley's post on Facebook, I immediately went to your page, Jim. I was like, I want to see what Papa Jim posted. And
my post?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw your comment, misty-eyed or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. I seriously got teary-eyed. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then to hear you retell it, like, I still might. Yeah, tear ducts are getting a little moist.
Yeah, I think
and
I had
funny most people. It's funny because I got a lot of friends of mine that aren't here. They say, well, how do you like, you know, what do you think? How is he? I'm like, Joey, he's fine. I said, I like Joey. I got never had a problem with him. He's always been, you know, a good kid. Like I said, good guy with her. He's always treated her right. You know, couldn't ask for a better guy for her to be with. And you know, we're blessed with that because he's a great guy.
That is so awesome. Know.
And that's important because, you know, if I didn't like him, I'd have to bury him somewhere.
Truth.
But I think that you would have done that before it got to 10 years, not.
Yeah, it would have been a long time ago.
Once he even mentioned the thought of her coming to Colorado, you would have been like, no way. Well, that is so awesome. I am so happy for Ashley and Joey and just your whole family. This is just warm, fuzzy happiness.
It's exciting.
And you should see her, Jim. She is just floating. Oh, my gosh. Like,
well, the funny thing was when Joe called me last week, and then he said, I'm going to text you a picture of the ring. He texted me a picture, and it was on an angle. I'm looking at this ring. I'm like, I can't make heads or tails of what it really looks like. So when I showed it to my wife, in fact, it was funny because when Joe called me, I had just gotten home, and my wife was working. So I got in the car, I went down to where she works, and I said, listen, I got to talk to you. She goes, what's the matter? I said, Joey's going to ask Ashley to marry him. And she's like, really? I see it. Here's a picture of the ring. I'm sitting in her store showing it to her. And I'm like, she goes, oh, that's a nice ring. I'm like, you can see. I mean, I couldn't tell from the angle. And then when I said something to Ashley about it, I said, how's the ring? She goes, oh, it's absolutely what I loved it. She goes, exactly what I wanted.
It's
almost like, you know, they picked it out. It's almost like they picked it out.
Well, they kind of did. She had a picture on Pinterest.
I did. And he saw it like a year and a half ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And,
memory.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, you did a really good job. I guess what
that's impressive that he paid attention to that a year and a half later.
Well, I guess he has the picture. He had the picture saved in his email for a year and a half. Oh. And he sent it to the jeweler before he went. And then she pulled this one out of the case. And he said that she did pull out like a couple others. But he was like, I knew the second I saw that one that it was it.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Not a lot of guys would be that, like,
yeah,
amazing to save a picture for a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, the thing that really got me was when we called his dad, and his dad goes, you know, the words out of Joey's mouth was, Dad, I am so proud of this ring and to give it to her. And I was just like, that was what he kept saying that night. He's like, I'm just so proud of it, and I'm so proud of it. Like, aww. It was really awesome.
Well, it was funny when we talked to him that night after he got engaged. When Joey got on the phone, me, he said, I'm so excited, I couldn't wait. And I knew he wasn't gonna be able to wait to Cabo. I said, why don't you pick up the ring on Saturday? I had a feeling he wasn't gonna be able to wait.
And you know him very well. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jim, for being on this show. We'll have to do this more often now that we know how to do it technically.
There you go.
And now we know that when Ashley does move, it's going to be easy to do it via phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah. The show will go on.
It will. Did you have your
doubts? East Coast. Well, no. I was almost East Coast, West Coast. It's not quite West Coast, but close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Well, Jim, thank you so much.
Hopefully, I'll get out there and see you. Like I said, hopefully, when they're ready to go, I'll fly out and I'll be able to get to meet you guys and you and Steve and
that would be great.
Hang out. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, let's.
You have a great Thanksgiving.
All right,
have
you too.
Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye,
bye,
Jim.
Bye.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was.
You guys just make me so happy. You're like the perfect little family. And now Joey's going to be a part of it.
I just hope Joey and I can create the perfect little family, too.
I have no doubts. No doubts.
I'm glad.
So I was reading Lauren Conrad recently got engaged, and mm-hmm. she's planning her wedding to William Tell, who I don't even know who that is. And she told Cosmo, and I really liked her quote, and I wanted to share it with you. You have the rest of your life to be married. Enjoy falling in love. When girls get caught up in the timeline, talking about the wedding, it becomes more about the wedding than the marriage. You should be with someone with whom you could elope this weekend and be happy.
Didn't you know we are eloping this weekend in Cava?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Papa Jim's going to have a heart attack. Stop it. Stop it.
No, I agree. And it's funny because I posted something last week on Facebook, one of those funny e-cards, and it was like, before you get married, make sure you want a marriage and a life together, not just a big party and a diamond.
That makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And that's so you guys. Well, after almost 10 years, you kind of like each other.
Yeah.
You moved to Colorado for him, and now you're getting ready to move to Florida for him, which I don't know that we've really announced on the show.
I don't think we have.
So, okay, Ashley's engaged, and Joey, after the first of the year, are probably going to be moving to Florida for his job. But yep. The show will go on. As we just saw, we can do this via telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it'll just be a couple hours later there. So you gotta, chug some Red Bull or something. Don't chug Red Bull.
Well, it'll be perfect, because I'll be done with dinner. It'll be perfect time for relaxation wine.
There you go. All right, let's do a little bit more about the show instead of all about the engagement, if that's okay.
That works for me. Because it was a big weekend outside of me.
Right.
It was.
The American Music Awards, which we talked about a few weeks ago.
They happened. And they were cray-cray.
Cray-cray, but not as crazy as like the Video Music Awards.
No.
Right.
Miley toned herself down.
Yes. And so we got some recaps of the evening, just some of the high points.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, Justin Timberlake, he won Favorite Pop Rock Male and Favorite Soul and R&B Male and Soul R&B Album. That's three, and two very different, like pop rock mm-hmm. and soul R&B. He covered like the map.
The entire genre. He basically left out rock and country.
Right. Well not rock, in no. There.
Basically just country. I don't know. Have you heard his new album?
No.
I'm really sad to say that I'm disappointed in it.
That's sad.
And I'm really, really sad to say, like, last night I was watching it, and I was, like, parts of it, and I was just like, I don't think I like Justin anymore.
Oh.
I know.
Dang.
I'm starting to get the idea that he's kind of just not a nice person anymore.
Do you think he's been jaded by the celebrity?
Yes, I think he has kind of let it get to his head.
I did that a few minutes ago.
I don't know, just like with the whole 2 second NSYNC reunion, you know, how he barely let his bandmates, and I just don't like the way he's been.
And you said he didn't thank his wife, Jessica.
Yeah.
Three awards, didn't thank Jessica.
Not once.
Was she even there?
I don't think so.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know, he's just... not on my list anymore.
Hmm. All right, the next highlight?
The next highlight was that J-Lo paid tribute to Celia Cruz. So she was a Cuban salsa queen who died in 2003. And I saw the pictures of J-Lo in this like Latin-inspired dress. And
she's in amazing shape.
Yeah, she danced her butt off. And she sang some of the songs that, you know, had made Celia Cruz famous.
Yep. And a lot of people have forgotten that J-Lo started as a dancer.
Yes, she did.
And she hasn't lost any of that talent.
No, and she's in like her late 40s, isn't she?
I want to say, yeah, you're right. Our cat Rain is attacking Ashley.
Which is fine. He's my buddy.
And then Lady Gaga and R. Kelly performed Trapped in the Closet. And I heard it was an interesting performance.
Well,
Two very strange people to collaborate.
I heard they were dressed up, or they were impersonating JFK and Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, very
which
strange.
Is very odd. And why bring that song back out of the closet, let's be honest, because it wasn't good the first time around.
Right. And then next.
My favorite.
I know.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis got political. So they accepted the award for favorite rap hip hop album. And since they weren't there, they were in Florida, he used that opportunity to speak out against racial profiling, saying, "Due to the fact that we are in Florida tonight accepting this award, I want to acknowledge Trayvon Martin and hundreds of kids who are dying each year due to racial profiling and the violence that follows."
Yep, so he used it as a platform.
He uses everything as a platform.
Yep. Rihanna's mom presented her with an award. Her mom, Monica Fenty, beamed with pride, as you can imagine, as she presented her daughter the first ever Icon Award. She said, "Rihanna, I'm so proud of you tonight. I know the journey in your career has not always been an easy one, but tonight I applaud and admire you." The singer who performed her hit Diamonds seemed odd that she was receiving such an accolade so early in her career by saying, "My fans, I love you so much. You have no idea. I can't believe at 25 I'm holding an Icon Award."
She's only 25?
I know. I feel like we've been hearing about her for 20 years.
I know. Well, and so this is another reason to add to the, I heard that right after this, Justin must have won like the next award or something, or was presenting, and he mocked Rihanna's mom's accent.
Because they're from
Barbados.
I knew it was a B.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, yeah, that's really not cool, Justin.
No, that's cocky.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, Miley's got to do something. Miley. So it was, you know, just like a typical Miley performance, over the top. She had another crazy outfit, it wasn't a full leotard this time. It was a short little crop top and like,
yeah,
barely their bikini bottoms. Yeah. Yep.
I thought it made her hips look very strange.
Yeah. Well, it had cats all over it.
Speaking of cats.
Yeah. And she sang Wrecking Ball, which.
Right.
Those don't even go together. And there was that huge cat floating on the screen behind it. And the cat was mouthing the words to the song and crying. So it was just strange. Really weird. And then at the end, the cat kind of pulled a Miley and stuck its tongue out.
And you know what the funny part was? I was at Target yesterday, and I saw like leggings that were, it could have been from Miley's two-piece. I was like, I should have bought those. They're going to be all the craze now.
That's hysterical.
So go to Target. It was like $15 for these cat space leggings.
I just don't understand it.
TLC performed, and you're probably too young.
No, I remember TLC.
TLC, they performed Waterfalls with special guest rapper Little Mama. And Little Mama actually played Left Eye, who was the member that passed away.
Right.
In a VH1 special about TLC recently. So it was cool that they brought her on.
Yeah, I feel like Left Eye's probably rolling over in her grave. No, it was nice.
Yeah, I really like that song. I remember being like,
I remember
12,
that
13 year old in my room singing.
They were the ones who made like baggy overalls cool.
Oh, your favorite.
I'm getting all my favorites. Miley, Macklemore, T-Swift. So of course, she set another record, her third win for Artist of the Year. I don't know what people are smoking nowadays.
I know.
She also, of course, won Country Artist Female and Favorite Country Album for Red, which, how long has Red been out now? Like, is it even still valid?
It's been over a year.
That's what I was thinking.
I want to say. I don't know for sure, but
I'm over her. Yeah. Yet again.
Ariana Grande was named New Artist of the Year. Did I pronounce her name right?
Yes. And she's the one who I told you about at the VMAs. Sound
like Mariah.
She's amazing.
Well, good.
Amazing. And then our favorite, Florida Georgia Line, won Single of the Year for their song Cruise with Nelly.
And they tweeted, I saw shortly after they won, that's right, country.
Because who called them out for not being country? Didn't somebody call them out?
No, they didn't call them out. But the fact that a country music artist won for single of the year is kind of what I think they were directing at.
That makes sense.
Yep. Now, since you're engaged, I felt like it might be a good idea to go over some things that you need to do after an engagement, but I don't want you to feel pressured.
Uh-oh.
So I found this list of 8 things to do after you get engaged.
Okay.
So don't feel pressured. I just want to help a sister out. So I'll start off and then you'll help me go through the list, okay?
Okay.
All right, so making the big announcement, which you've kind of already done, but I think there's some room to really make it happen, especially since you're going to Cabo.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, am I supposed to tell all of Mexico?
Yes, yes, get on the bullhorn. So you got to make it memorable because it's only going to happen once, knock on wood. An example would be take like a picture of Sugar, if you were to do it before, with a sign that says, "My humans are getting married."
That's funny.
Or take a picture of you guys kissing on the beach while holding a sign that says, "I said yes."
Okay.
And that could be like...
Stellar. That's funny because I was joking and I was like, "Oh, Sugar, he's officially your daddy now."
There you go.
There we go. Yeah. So, I felt like I made the big announcement, but this kind of definitely taps mine.
Yeah, you could totally make like...
I could.
It, you know, a little bit bigger.
Better.
Like, all right. Your hand with the ring, it caught everyone's attention, but now you just gotta
do the whole big thing.
And we'll share it on the Two Girls website. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Okay.
Everything's great.
All right. So
there's
just
a lot going on with all of this.
I know. You're overwhelmed with happiness and a lot of stuff.
I will say, we went to the concert Saturday night, and our friends proceeded to tell everybody around us as if they cared.
You didn't need a bullhorn.
As if they cared that we were getting engaged. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's just telling people. I'm like, John, I don't think they care.
Like I said, it only happens once. You need to be loud and proud about it. How many people have you seen on Facebook be loud and proud that have only been together a couple years? You freaking have put in almost 10
but
years.
But you know what? So like a week ago, I read this thing about 10 things not to do when you get engaged and post on Facebook. And it was like, don't do the memory lane thing. So I was going to do this big thing. And then I remembered that in my head. And I was just like, oh, crap. Like, people don't really care.
They do. Everyone loves a happy love story. That's why everyone was happy for you when you posted. And when I read your dad's post, I got teary-eyed. And even when you were retelling the story today at work, I was getting misty. I was like, you can't cry. It's Monday morning at 9 a.m. It's going to be a long day.
I did enough crying for everybody that night. All right. So the second one, which I have failed to do.
I looked at your nails and I was like, she didn't paint them.
So the second thing I failed to do is get a manicure. Of course, everyone's looking at your hand. And as we know, we're taking tons of pictures. And yeah, the first picture I took was my whole hand. And you could see like on my pointer finger, I had like a really bad hangnail, and I was like, I'm not putting that one up on Facebook.
Yeah, so the picture you did put was just your knuckles.
And it was funny because I went out that night and everyone's like, you didn't paint your nails, and I'm like, well, it's not like I was expecting it, so no, between now and the 15 minutes ago that it happened, I didn't have time.
And I know you were thinking about what color to paint your nails. I heard that nudes and like naturals really make the ring pop.
Okay.
That I read that somewhere.
That's good to know.
And to let you guys know, Ashley is like very particular with her nails, so the fact that they're not painted,
I know,
is like weird.
I know, because I said to you, painted. I was like, I'm giving them a chance to breathe before I go on vacation. They're always done.
So
figures he'd pick this time.
So you need to paint those tonight.
I think he's testing my perfectionist side because he probably knows inside I'm freaking out about it.
Like I said, not to put any pressure on you with this list. All right, number 3, and this is kind of what we already talked about, set a general date. People are going to start asking. As you've seen, I asked, so when is the wedding? It would be a good idea to come up with a vague yet specific answer, saying something like, we're shooting for early 2015, or
that's
spring
what I've been saying.
2015, that's or maybe early saying. 2016, just so people feel like they're in the loop about your big day.
Yeah.
And then they can kind of make a mental note. As well. I know you'll probably send out save the date and stuff like that. But it just makes people feel like they have all the answers they're looking for.
And someone was like, well, you know, it took you 10 years to get here. So we just want to get like some kind of a commitment out of you.
You're like, but dang, I got a ring. That's
I know.
Commitment.
I'm like, can I just enjoy this for a couple hours?
And you can. You can. That's why a vague yet specific date. So go home tonight and be like, Joey, we need a vague yet specific date.
We have one. We know it's going to be like spring of 2015 probably.
Okay.
We don't want to rush and try to get it into 2014.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just a couple weeks ago, you were like, I really thought it was going to happen in 2013, but now I'm giving up on that. So maybe 2014. He totally got you.
He anyway, did, right sorry. When I dropped it.
The next right. one.
So the fourth one is perfect your engagement story. You're going to have to tell the story a million times, which I feel like I already have.
Right.
So going over it in your head will help with perfect the details so we don't leave anything out.
And you did really good when you told me the story. And it was like the thousandth and one time you told it by the time I got to you today.
Yeah.
I wanted to call you yesterday, but I was like, I know she is like just glowing and probably wants to just be like Joey time.
Well, I was on the phone all day yesterday. Like, I think like, I had to charge my phone like four times.
Yeah, I was like, I'll see her at work. But it was hard. I wanted to be like number five. But anyway. All right, the next one. Get your ring insured, which I asked about and you said it's covered.
Done.
But nothing can replace the sentimental value of your engagement ring. But if something were to happen, it would be good to get your fiancé's money back. If you have homeowners or renters insurance, you should be able to just add it to that. You may need an official appraisal, but call your insurance agent to see what you need to do. It can prevent some stress and heartache later on. I had a friend, she was driving down the road with her window down and had her engagement ring left side driving, and the ring flew off on the side of the ditch. Luckily, there was insurance.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, I was nervous to wear it out Saturday. I wasn't going to wear it because it is a little too big. But then everyone was like,
and they have ring spacers.
Yeah, I'm rocking some Band-Aids.
Okay. Well, they have the plastic ones that you just kind of slip on. And
yeah. I think it's like, well, we're going tomorrow, so it'll be officially, but it's insured, so we're good.
All right. This next one doesn't really apply to you, but go ahead.
Because I'm on a consistent one.
Right.
The next one is choose a diet plan. So if you plan to lose weight for your big day, don't wait till the last minute and crash diet. Pick a date in advance to start your diet and exercise routine and make sure you stick to it. Maybe you can convince your fiance to do it with you. Partners and diets are always motivating, which is hysterical because I said to you the other day that when I get back from Cabo, I'm not going to have any motivation to work out.
I thought of that today.
Now I totally do. That's I'm good hilarious. For the next like 2 years.
Now give us an update. I don't even know this number. You have been kicking it like hardcore in the gym for the last 2 years, ever since I got hired on at MozTech. How much weight have you lost?
Well, I don't have an exact number of when I was at my highest, but I know kind of where it was. Mm-hmm. So it's been anywhere between 25 and 30 pounds.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Everyone at the office is like, wow, Ashley.
Yeah.
But I see you every day and I'm like, how?
I don't even feel like it's that much until I actually look back at the picture.
And she's doing it smart. Like, you're eating healthy, you're exercising every day. And so,
yeah.
You're going to be able to rock
the I've wedding. Had my, you know, breaks in there.
And there's good, it's good to have cheats and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
All right. The next thing you need to do after you get engaged is set a budget and start saving.
Which we all know I'm terrible at.
Yes. It's easy to get carried away with the planning, but you need to ask yourself, do you want to be paying for the wedding for years after the event? Sit down with the fiance, with the parents, and anyone else that might be helping to finance the big event and set a budget and stick to it, Ashley.
See, this is why I don't want to plan.
Right, you'll be fine. You need to get one of those books.
I know.
And your Pinterest board, but that goes on to the next one. All right, number eight, the final thing you need to do after getting engaged
is inspiration hunting. So go out and buy some bridal magazines, search the wedding section of online resources, and start a wedding board on Pinterest.
Which you started like 3 years ago? Okay.
You know, there are endless ideas out there. And I found a website that is just like Pinterest, but it's for only wedding stuff.
What's it called?
I don't remember. I have it. Ironically, I have the website pinned to my Pinterest. But the earlier you figure things out, like your colors or your theme or what your wedding's going to be like, the easier it's going to be to hire a wedding planner, which I don't think I'll do, or start to tackle the task of arranging everything yourself, which sounds nightmarish.
Don't think about it. Enjoy the glow of the engagement.
I am.
But this is your planner. I know you are. So these are some steps to get you in the right direction.
They are.
Were they helpful or are they stressing you out a bit?
No, they're definitely helpful.
All right. All right. So Thanksgiving is Thursday.
It is already.
Super excited. I'm crazy. On a no-carb diet between now and Thursday, just trying to lose 5 pounds so I can gain it back Thursday. I know. I'm like planning to fail.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna do really good, and then do really bad, and then I'll do really good again.
But at least you're like, it's almost like you're budgeting for it. Like, right. You're like, if I lose the 5 pounds now,
I'll just I can back have on Thursday them. And then get yes. back on track on Friday.
I like that thought process.
I'm weird.
You can well, because say it. Then you won't be over, you know?
Right.
I like it.
And you're leaving for Cabo on Friday after Thanksgiving, Black
which means
Friday.
I get to do no shopping, which is probably great for my bank account.
That's true. Because you got to compete with that ring. He bought you a ring. What are you going to get him for Christmas?
I don't have to say on the air. I don't even want to think about listen. It.
But I did want to mention, we have Black Friday.
We do.
And then the next day is Small Business Saturday.
Which I'd never heard of until you sent me that article.
This is probably the third year I've heard of it. And it's a day to celebrate and support small businesses and all that they do for our communities. So join the Small Business Association and organizations across the country in supporting your local small business by shopping at a small business on Saturday. Or several small businesses.
Okay.
All right.
That works for me. I won't be here, but I will be supporting
Mexico.
the Mexican small business.
Thank you so much, Papa Jim, for being on the show. That was awesome.
It was.
When he messaged me yesterday and was like, I want to be on the show. I was like, Steve, can this happen? He said yes. And I said, awesome. And I think it affected my sleep last night because I was like, what are we going to talk about with Jim? Oh my gosh. What if it sucks? But it did not. And
good.
I worried for nothing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Joey, if you're listening, good job. And I'm just happy for you and your families.
Thank you.
It's going to be wonderful. And I will be at the wedding.
Yay!
No matter where it is, I'm going to travel. All right. Well, we're going to head on out of here. You guys have a happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. And a safe and healthy and safe, somewhat healthy.
Well, healthy. Yeah.
Don't scratch the healthy.
Too much alcohol. Safe. Yeah. Have fun with your friends and your family, and make sure and take time to stop and be thankful for everything that you've been blessed with. And I know we are very blessed to have our listeners.
We are. We're thankful for them every day.
And share with your friends, and we will be back next Monday, even though Ashley's out of the country. We're going to make that happen.
We're going to work on it.
We are. All right. Bye.
Bye.